So as I said, the process is very, very delicate at this point in time. Yes, the court process is there because the advice is that there should be certain things we do at court. Once, I'm not so sure, I can't say much in detail because I'm not so sure if the court process documents have been lodged, because it was a process that the legal team was being briefed. And that is in the hands of both SEF board and SFF board and the acting CEO to go and deal with that and finalize it. So that's the issue. In terms of the people that are implicated, Honourable Member, we will finally deal with that later, but we just wanted to prioritize sorting out the stock, and I think it's linked to what Honourable McKay was asking. Is the stock still in the, what is it called, the tanks? Yes, the stock is still in the tanks. It hasn't been lifted, so that we can confirm in terms of that. So where we are sitting with the stock in the tanks, and we are sitting with money. So that's why I'm saying it's a very delicate process that we need to deal with, that we are. Can I request that you allow us that space to finalize that work and then report completely with everything in detail, so that even from SEF point of view, action that they have taken against who, what are they, because that work of identifying the people from the company's department has not been finalized as yet. We need to finalize it first so that we're not found wanting and starting to say this is what we are acting on, and then found to be on a witch hunt, somebody saying you are targeting me, you are not dealing with this one. So we want to have that process properly done. And we can respond to it. And that goes to the issues that you raised around contingency, liability, and all that. I would request that I don't diverge into that space to allow the engagements that are happening with the traders and the processes conclude. Honourable McKay, yes, the issue of the transactional advisors, in terms of the process of the audit, I think the acting DG will further elaborate. We have acceded to that, hence we are listing it. What the acting CFO was reflecting, what is reflected there, is the word of the IT system that is still not incorporated into our finances as a thing that we need to deal with. And based on what I had raised, as a concern, we have flagged with the Auditor General. Indeed, in terms of your understanding is correct, and the process will be done through the Acting Director General, because it's a process. You don't just wake up and act. There is what is stipulated as what needs to be processes. Now, the issue of why is Minister involved in SFF? I'm not involved in SFF. I have so much in my plate. Not to even have time to get involved in one entity. I think I take some time even not even being able to see them or talk to them as entities. Now, to deal with the matter that I'm as if, because I think that's what Honourable Member was trying to insinuate, that I'm directly driving things that are happening at SFF. I'm not. And I think I must alleviate your fears. I'm not dealing with acting CEO directly. I don't receive letters directly from him. I'm expecting everything that comes to the office to go through SEF chair, and that has been the process. Anything that comes as well to the department doesn't come to the minister directly, by the way. It goes to the department. It gets processed under acting DDG Ganda. They make what we call a submission that comes to the office of the minister, including the issue that you are referring to on the submission on Equatorial Guinea. It hasn't arrived at my desk. Once it arrives, I'll deal with it, because we have a process in the department on how matters are dealt with. I do not have things that just land on my desk. It's things that are submitted. They go through the processes that it's either it's initiated through a chief director or whoever, then it goes through the DG, it goes to the DM. I'm the final person. It's only on licensing where it's an appeal. it's the department, where it's the legal legal division, then it's the DG, then it's myself, because I'm the, what do they call it, an appeals body, and then it doesn't involve the DM. That's the only time something actually will pass DM, for example. It will not come to DM. But for the DG, gets involved in everything that comes to me in terms of submission. So I must alleviate those fears that there is no way that you can have a situation whereby something is done and it comes directly. They know the team. It gets sent back to be processed by the department. If it's even a letter that requires a certain activity or a complaint, I send it to the relevant department unit in the department to ask for advice and request for information. So that's the standard of operating in the department, and that's how I operate in the work that we are doing. On the nuclear issue, let me clarify, honorable members. I did that interview with Sunday Times, and part, maybe because they, when they published or don't publish what they had asked. The question was, are you abandoning nuclear? And I was saying, I do not have that prerogative as a minister. It's a decision of cabinet. Whatever we do after the court, and what I have said in the press briefing, is that we are going to look at the implication of the court to the department. We're going to review everything. We're going to make a recommendation, and we'll take that recommendation to cabinet. And the question was, do I think that there is nuclear has a role in this country? I said, yes. Within the context of energy mix, we're not talking about one source of energy. I said, we have the role for renewables, we have the role for nuclear, we have the role for coal, and we can move to clean coal, we have the role for, what is it? Which one did I leave?
Hydro.
Now, that's what I said. Now, in terms of the case where we are saying, the pace and scale of how we do things, that has to be decided by cabinet. And if you can note, I have asked everybody else to say, let's not talk on the nuclear new build program until there's a decision by cabinet, which involves all the ministers, including Minister of Finance, in order to say what is our way forward. You would not even in the article, I even made reference to say, part of the decision might end up saying, maybe if we do need it, we need to do nuclear new build, would not need the 9.6 megawatts. We might have to reduce. Then, but part of the issues was to say, what are the lessons that we have learned as the department out of the process? And I highlighted that we should have been more transparent, and that was the issue I raised. We should have been more transparent, because what I found in my engagement a lot was that there was suspicion that corruption was happening. There was suspicion that there were things that were happening underground. And maybe we would have treated this thing as if it's a top secret, if you read the article. And I said, what I would want to see if we were to embark on a project like this is more transparency and more accountability, so that you build confidence of the public that you are doing something that does not have anything untowards. That's what I said on the nuclear. And I stick to that, that we would want to see more accountability and transparency on the process. I've said it even last time when I was here in the committee, that even around dialogue, because we do sometimes, you find people thinking that we don't have nuclear in the country. Then you have to educate people. You have to have dialogue to say we do have nuclear. What are the benefits? And we were very grateful and appreciative to Power FM, who had a dialogue on the impact of nuclear in the economy, where we could explain some of even the medicines that are derived from nuclear that treats cancer and all those things, the benefits that are there, the training that happens at apprenticeships that are happening, and the research and development around that space. Because you can't want to behave as if there isn't a sector of nuclear in this country. And as Minister of Energy, I have a duty to protect all the sectors that exist within the energy portfolio. So I can't behave as if it doesn't exist. And that interview was done within that context. It was done within that parameter. So where we are not preemptive of anything. We are just, because every time we get these questions, people wanting, including investors, including rating agencies, to want to get a clarity. Where are you on this matter? And that is what we are saying. We can't take a decision fully in what will happen going forward. We can only make recommendations to cabinet and allow cabinet to make a decision. Until then, we can't do anything otherwise. And that's why we're saying for easy of reference, we're going to make that submission to cabinet so that we can know in time in all that. And take into cognizance, honorable member, when you build nuclear, it's not like with renewables. The time frames is longer. You need more time to plan. You need more time to build. So if you are to say in 10 years' time, then it means I'm in trouble. Because planning and building takes more than 10 years in terms of the process if you look at the work that is done. So that is what we want to highlight in terms of that. Now, coming to the issue of the people that you have mentioned, firstly with Mr. Gamete, I've never met him at all in my life. That's a fact, I've never. Coming to Mr. Casey Lawal, I have met him as one of the people in the business sector who was used to sit in the advisory panel, business panel of President Obama in terms of understanding of the energy sector. He wanted to share ideas with me. I met with him. I do that with a number of stakeholders within the business sector. So I have met him. Whether he does business, I have not looked at that. But if he does, not to my knowledge, not to my approval, or not to my sanctioning, that I can say. It was based on sharing information of what he understands the energy sector to be and what his involvement in terms of advice he could give into what. Lastly, Chair, you know, I'm one person that does not want to be saying, I am not responsible for this, I did not do this, I did not do this. I've said upfront to say, when you inherit things, you inherit the good, the bad, and the ugly. Now, Honorable McKay is saying this APP is of a result of my dysfunctioning, under my watch, this APP and all that. I think it's unfair, Honorable McKay. Me and you know very well 2016-17 where I was. Now, if I am not doing things correctly, I think I'll be judged by my action. Part of the issues that we always, or you as parliamentarians, says to us as the executive is that where there's wrongdoings, there must be consequence management. Now, if it results in four or five people being charged, being suspended, it's consequence management. What do you want me to do? Do you want me to say, when DGs recommends to say there's a need for action, these are the issues, I must turn a blind eye because I do not want to have people suspended? Because if that's, maybe I must understand what is the recommendation from the committee chair. Are you saying to me I must ignore when there's evidence of wrongdoing from individual from the department so that we do not have four or five people acting? We do not have people charged, we do not have, because he was listing the people that are charged. Now, from where I'm sitting, Chair, my understanding is that if there is a case for somebody to answer, we allow the process to happen, we give them a fair hearing, which is within the legal framework, they answer that process. If they are cleared, they come back to their responsibilities. If they are found guilty, we process that. Because I think that's what is expected from us and is expected of me as the executive authority. We are one to accept that we are not perfect, Chair. We are one to accept that we are not where we think we should be. But we are doing our best in the interest of South Africans to say, let's work together with the team that we have here. They know we get into the expo and hold each other accountable, and we are trying our best to turn the situation around of non-performance, and we are hoping, Chair, as I'm sitting here, that when we come back, we'll be able to present a better picture. As I said, this is not what is ideal from a department of government. Would want to see better things because South Africans expect more from us and they expect better from us. Thank you very much.
No, okay. There's an interesting observation there about the financial year under review and the specific minister in question. So I think it's important to take that into account so that when you do an assessment, you can do an objective assessment. I suggest that we do break, but Minister, during the break, we're coming back. I know there are many questions that members may require follow-up on. You have spoken about this, but I, from here, requires some clarity and some certainty about where we're going on two specific matters. And I've already spoken about them, but they're not so clear in my mind. The one is with regard to the nuclear new build program. And that is just in relation to the High Court decision where we are. I heard you about the cabinet process. Just if we can get that thing clear so that there's consistency, so all of us are clear in our minds about where the thing is and where it is going. So that that one issue. The second one is SFF, and we've spoken to this, and I do appreciate that you say the situation is quite delicate because there are court processes. But the thing's unclear to me. And last week I asked the SFF, do we have strategic stock available to the country at the moment as per policy? So the answer is no. And that was in thick terms, the answer is no. So this issue of the existing contracts, so we go into court. So I just want to get clarity in my mind about the court thing. Because are we going to court and then, but also saying we're talking to traders. So it's unclear to me what our choice is. So I think because the choice has got to be clear what choice is being made. We're going to court, we want to undo this contract, or given everything else we're negotiating. So it's unclear what we're doing exactly. So if when we come back, if we can return to that, I'm not so much interested in the detail. I'm interested in strategic clarity about what is our choice? What's the choice we're making? Are we going to court? Or is it a combination of things? Those things are not clear in my mind about what... and then we can deal with the detail later. But I want to walk out of the meeting and be clear where we're going with regard to those things that are considered big in the portfolio. So let's break, and thanks for agreeing that we'll come back, Minister. Can we come back at 2:30? So you realize, members, that when we come back at 2:30, we'll only have 1 hour to get the responses and then have follow-up questions. You happy? Okay. Enjoy your lunch.
Somewhere, I don't know. Oh, let's do that.